Testing. Carl.
Right.
So, think they're doing a new series of audiobooks, aren't we? Not on the old format. Not the Ricky Gervais Show as you know it. It will be me, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant. He's not here. He's wearing tights running around on the set of The Tooth Fairy with The Rock. But he's back next week.
As if he needed to sort of have stuff done to him to make him look weirder.
He's not here, he can't defend himself.
No, but I'm just saying.
What are you saying?
Just, why did they have to go and dress him up?
Well, I think he's playing a tooth fairy.
I know, but it's like sticking Elephant Man in a rhino suit. why add to it?
Oh, dear. Oh, I'm sure he's missed this. So, we're going to do a series of audiobooks that we'll put up intermittently. When we've got something good. First one we're thinking of Evolution. Try and get that out by Christmas or just after. And then every few weeks put another one out. Biology. Space. Yeah?
Mm.
Now, I was trying to explain to you Evolution the other day, but you really weren't getting it. And I was worried. I was thinking, oh, we should have saved this for the audiobook. But I don't think you'll ever get it. I don't think there's going to come a day where you're going to come in and totally understand.
I do get it. I understand how stuff's moved on because it had to. Things change because
it didn't have to.
No, it did have to.
No, it didn't have to. It changed and it was selected, so it worked.
No, but it had to.
Well.
If I was a giraffe with a short neck and I suddenly had a long one, I'd go, well, if I don't need this, why have you given me this?
Well, no. But you're thinking of a will. You're thinking that the giraffes tried to get a long neck to reach the leaves. They didn't. The ones with short necks, they were happy. They were eating what leaves they could. But the ones with long necks could probably eat better leaves, eat for longer, live for longer, pass on their genetic material more.
But the long neck ones are still around. I've never seen a short neck giraffe.
No, because it became the dominant species.
Yeah.
And it competed.
So
and
it was better. It was better than the one with the long neck has outlived the short neck.
Yeah, exactly. Anything that's around, was.
Yeah, so it's better. Show me a short neck giraffe and I'll go, fair enough. There's room for everyone here.
No, my thought is this. But one, I'm saying evolution hasn't got a will. Okay? It's not that long neck giraffes came from short neck giraffes. They all changed and evolved. It's that short neck giraffes and long neck giraffes came from another type of short neck giraffe. At some point, a male and a female of a species give rise to a different species, give rise to an individual example of a potential species, okay? At some point, two short-necked giraffes gave birth to a giraffe with a slightly longer neck. They can actually wipe out the other one, where they breed them out.
So they're the better one?
Well, yeah, they're more dominant species, and more successful. But don't forget, success is purely how prolific and widespread you are. Success, right, in terms of being perfect for your surroundings, is just surviving. This is my point I was telling you about, that the slug is as evolved as us.
It's not, though. We have talked about this and I still don't agree with you. I've slept all night, I've thought about it, I've looked at them and thought, is that evolved as me? And I've looked at it, even that, I reckon, knows it's not that good.
It doesn't know anything.
No, but I just mean in terms of things on the world. I don't know how I'd big one up. If an alien landed and sort of said, show me the greatest species, I'd say, if they go, what's that on the floor? I go, leave it. Don't even look at it. It's not worth knowing about. I don't know what they do. I've coughed up better looking stuff.
But they do. All I mean is, it's still around. In fact,
I know it's still around.
You could say it's more evolved than us because there's been more generations. But anyway, it works. It works perfectly. They're everywhere.
But I don't think it works. I don't know this works. Now we're living in a time where people, they're born, they do nout for a living, they sit around, but they still survive. Because we're in that time now in the world where, you know, everyone's allowed an equal share of what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, now, if there wasn't a thing where, you know, if there was some sort of checkup if someone went around going, what do you do? And you went, nothing, they got rid of you. The slug would have gone a long time ago. Because they don't do anything.
Well, they do.
They don't.
They're part of the ecosystem. Things eat them, they eat things.
I don't understand.
Does an animal have to do for
something,
you to be worthy?
Something. I mean, I'm not being that fussy. I'm just saying a slug. I spend more time chucking them out of my house, but I don't know what they're coming in for. They don't know. That seems to be their thing, to break into people's houses. And you look around for holes and that, you think, where have they come in?
Why are you so angry, though?
Because I could understand it. Say, like spiders, people say, leave a spider in your house.
Well, no, who says that?
They're good to have around.
No,
spiders.
No one says leave a spider in your house. Your mum does, because she's got a pet one with a bit of Tippex on the back that lives under the telly.
Yeah.
But no one goes, I don't know what that saying is. Where did that saying come from? Leave a spider in your house. Where did that saying come from? Who's ever said leave a spider in your house?
Well, it's a known thing that it'll get rid of dead flies and stuff
like
that.
It won't get rid of dead flies. They don't eat dead flies. They eat live flies. They make flies dead. They make dead flies.
Well, flies...
They don't get rid of them. They create dead flies. That's what they do. That's their job.
Flies will not hang around a house that's got spiders in it. They'll go, forget it. I'll go next door.
No, they don't. They fly into webs because they don't know the web's there.
No. Spiders do stuff. Just stuff as well that we eat. Sometimes I think that's a good enough thing to be created.
Well, they eat spiders in Indonesia. Some Asian countries, they eat spiders. They fry up tarantulas for you, don't they?
Yeah, but at least it's a reason then. That's what I'm saying. I've never had anyone go, do you want a fried slug? A slug? Do you want a fried slug?
Do you want a what?
A fried slug.
Well, I'm sure somewhere they do eat slugs.
Well, I just, you know, we'll have to agree to disagree, because there's just so much now, it's got out of hand, that's the thing. We don't know what's doing what anymore, because there's so much stuff going about. It's going, what do they do? I don't know, I was looking at the other thing.
Well, no, if it's here, it's working, it's done its bit.
No, because it's easy to hide now in this world. There's so much going on from different things. No one knows who's doing what. It's like a company, isn't it? When a company starts out, it's got... you know, four people in it.
Yeah.
And everyone's got a job. There's no hiding. Because you go, why hasn't that been done? Barry should have done that. Barry, why aren't this done? Oh, I'll do it.
Right.
The company grows.
Yeah.
You've got Harry, Barry, Sally. Then Alan comes in.
Yeah.
Now, as it grows, and then you've got
Michael. I don't think you should give Alan the job. To be honest, he's a cunt.
No, but this is
fucking
what I'm
saying. Fucking waste of space.
But you get to a point when all
thieving fucking wanker he is.
Alan can hide.
Yeah. Alan can fucking hide in prison.
Right.
If he's up to his old fucking tricks again.
Now, this is what I'm saying,
twat.
Though. So, and that's what it's like in the creature world.
There's the creature world.
There's too much stuff. They're all claiming to be doing bits.
They're not claiming anything!
Well, you're saying slugs do stuff, and I haven't seen a slug do anything.
Well, it survives. That's what it does.
Probably, because some spider's looking after it.
What do you mean? Why would a spider be looking
after
it?
I'm just saying it might not be a spider, but I'm just saying there's so many different people getting in different things,
involved. A snail carer. This slug's got a little snail carer. He goes, come on. He goes, oh, I haven't got a shower. He goes, I've got a shower. Get in with me. There's no room for two of us. You can't. Evolution coming soon.